Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers and large companies. Biden's mandate says private companies with at least 100 employees must ensure that their workers are either fully vaccinated or tested weekly, and all healthcare workers at federally funded facilities must also get vaccinated. Fraudsters stole roughly $100 billion in pandemic relief funds from the CARES Act. The stolen funds represent 3% of the $3.4 trillion dispersed to the American public. Roy Dotson with the Secret Service on CNBC.
I've been in law enforcement for over 29 years and worked some complex fraud investigations for, 20-plus years, and I've never seen something at this scale.
To date, 900 investigations are taking place, more than 100 arrests have been made, and $2.3 billion have been returned. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Could Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia become a Republican? Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Republicans would give the senator the respect he deserves.
Democrats are still trying to move forward with President Biden's nearly $1.8 trillion spending package after Senator Joe Manchin voiced his opposition to it, citing the hefty price tag and inflation concerns. Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell joins Fox News and says he admires Senator Manchin for sticking to his guns and says he's welcome to join the Republican Party if he wants.
I've suggested a good solution to his problem would be to come across the aisle and join us, where he'd be treated with respect. You recall the White House basically called him a liar Sunday, treated him with respect, and find himself in agreement with the party he was caucusing with most of the time.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The Food and Drug Administration on Wednesday authorized the first COVID-19 antiviral pill in the United States to protect against severe disease. The drug from Pfizer called Paxlovid will be prescribed for use in adults and children ages 12 and up with mild to moderate COVID who are at risk for severe disease or hospitalization. FDA Vaccine Advisory Board Dr. Paul Offit on Fox News explains the approval process.
This study was done in people who were unvaccinated, so they treated half and then didn't treat the other half, and found that the drug was about 88% effective at preventing hospitalization. Where I think this fits is for people who aren't vaccinated, who seem to be perfectly willing to take medicines like hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin that don't work. Here's a drug that actually does work. So I think this could be a value. Obviously, the better choice would be to get the vaccine, but I think for that group, this would be the perfect thing to do.
Dr. Offit says early treatment is the key.
So what happens at the beginning is the virus, SARS-CoV-2, attaches to the lining of your nose and reproduces itself hundreds of times, thousands of times. And so now at that point, virus replication is an important part of the disease process. Then your immune response kicks in. And that's when you develop symptoms, including severe symptoms. At that point, virus reproduction is not an important part of disease process anymore. So antivirals or monoclonals don't work anymore. So you really have to give it early in illness if you're going to have any effect.
Merry Christmas, my friend, and thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, you see some of this polling and you wonder if America really is interested in getting this country back on track. Or, you know, some people say, well, we're on the wrong track. I say, okay, well, good observation. Okay, what's the conclusion here? What is being on the right track look like? And, you know, you've been hearing me say for the last couple of weeks, we have to really congeal and agree on what America being on track really looks like, to get those coordinates, so to speak. You know, it's like being in an airplane and you punch in the coordinates to get you to Mexico and, you know, you just don't do it based on a theory. It's rather exact, but it would seem that based on the decisions of some of our policymakers and even some of the vision that they cast, that it's like, wait a minute, we're not going to end up in Mexico after all. We're going to end up somewhere else altogether. Different, you know, just saying, just in terms of a destination here, we've got to really understand what it is and really get united on a vision for this country, because what the current regime is offering is an America that doesn't look like anything that our father's America looked like, or even when we first started, you know, taking control of the levers of our government. It seems to be rather disparate. Well, Dr. Jim Payne is with us. He wrote a book, and we talked with him earlier in the year, The Big Government We Love to Hate. And more this seems to be the case. Dr. Payne, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
It's a pleasure to be with you, Bill.
Okay, so this big government that we love to hate, exploring the roots of political malaise. I mean, you used a term that was, you know, quite evident in the Jimmy Carter administration, and it seems that malaise is starting to sit in once again, and the natives are getting restless.
Right, right. Well, it's been the broad term malaise, or another word for it is failureism, this feeling that government, we've got to have it, but we don't believe in it. It doesn't work, but we want it. It's a love-hate type of thing.
Why is that okay? I mean, that just seems to be like we're settling on mediocrity on its face, are we not?
Well, we're not settling on it. Nobody's happy about it. Mm-hmm. But the question is how to get out of it, as you were saying. And I think the problem is a little deeper than most people realize. And that a nation, a collectivity of hundreds of millions of people is a very complicated thing. And mm-hmm. it's probably not possible to have a single unit commanding that, directing that to a successful conclusion. And so this, I think, is the basic fallacy that starts the whole thing, is mm-hmm. the feeling that like we're in a ship and we just need the right captain or the right course, as you were saying before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
it's deeper than that. It's like the ship is, you know what the Sargasso Sea is?
Yes.
It's hundreds of miles of seaweed tangled in amongst each other and so forth. Nobody can be the purposeful captain of the Sargasso Sea. And what we have to do, maybe jumping a little ahead here, but is move more toward what we used to have, by the way, in this country and didn't exactly celebrate it, is extremely local community, family, mm-hmm. friends, extended family, small units helping each other, directing each other, finding solutions to problems. Mm-hmm. And we move more and more away from that, and that's at the heart of the problem.
Right, and I agree with you, Dr. Payne, that, you know, as big government has come in to arrogantly offer some sort of one-size-fits-all solution, you know, there's no evidence. I mean, after 200 and what do we have, about almost 250 years of experience here, there's no indication that that works.
Right.
You know, every time you look at it, you just go, okay, well, we're living with it. We've been funding it all these years. You know, I was talking with another guest earlier, and in talking with Jim Woodson several months ago, and I said, Jim, guy, here we are. You know, we're almost $30 trillion of investment in this war on poverty, and we haven't moved the needle very much. You know, what the heck is the problem? And again, we get into, you know, the infrastructure of the bureaucracy and big business that's designed for salvation, for self-salvation. And really, it's not to serve. It's just to continue more of the same. And as Ronald Reagan says, you know, the nature of bureaucracy is once it's created, that's the closest thing to eternal life this side of heaven here
right.
on earth.
Right.
You know, it just keeps on going. It's just this amoeba that keeps feeding on itself and feeding on the people. And, you know, you don't need to, you know, you can't ask accountability questions. You can't say, well, how are we doing here? You know, $30 trillion, how are we doing? You know, it's like the school system. You know, everybody's complaining about the educational system, and I agree. You know, we rank 27th after all this money's invested, and the teachers' unions continue to hold strong. And, you know, what are they doing for our kids lately?
Right. But, yeah, to get, by the way, school is a good example. But we have not had this really monster we call big government since, I'll guess, starting with Franklin Roosevelt. Before, we were doing things ourselves and locally, and even in education for the first 100 years, this wasn't government education and so forth. This
right.
was all sorts of local things, and especially churches were very active in that.
I like the New England Primer. I mean, going back, Jim, you know, to even that little book, what, about 78 pages, probably more successful in educating our children at that time, 78 pages versus the monstrosity of books that are out there today that are mandatory, that people have to pay for, and that they find a way to, you know, change a chapter or two. And, oh, we got to buy a new book all over again because the old one's outdated because the chapter has changed.
Yeah.
It's amazing how this built-in obsolescence and continuation of more of the same. It's no wonder that we're stuck in this malaise.
Yeah. By the way, education is an example. I think we are turning away now from the single centralized things. It's accelerated in the last few years, but, you know, the idea of charter schools is half a step away from the government education thing. And private schools, homeschooling cooperatives, these are, I think, getting energy. And what we really need now is a kind of public awareness of how important these personal community groups and organizations are. And I'm afraid that with the modern mass media, and especially the way television and the internet and stuff is taken us away from our neighbors, that it's like we're sitting watching television about national news, and we
right.
should be out with our neighbors, you know, picking up trash or something.
Exactly. And as you say, during the period of time in the history of our country when that happened, I mean, we didn't need a welfare system, right? I mean, this is all handled at the local level, most amazingly. But you allow government to come in and take over. And, you know, you had local churches, community efforts that served the needs of the people to get them over the hump. And here we are. We've created this dependent class that the government wants to continue to grow even more so.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Don Shank, bringing you today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christmas is right around the corner, and with all the joyful festivities, it's easy to get lost in the holiday shuffle and forget the true meaning of this season. As Christians, we need to remember that not only are we celebrating the birth of Christ, but also what he came here for, to save the lost and give them new life and hope. This is why we at the Tide Ministry are more determined than ever to reach those who might not have heard the gospel message and tell them the truth about Jesus through our radio broadcasts and related ministry activities. We pray that every day, many across the globe are giving their lives to Christ as we gather together to celebrate the birth of our Savior who welcomes all who believe. To learn how you can join in prayer for more lives to be eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
You know, it's been said that politics is downstream the culture. And when you see what's being demonstrated in the culture today with smash and grabbing, this anarchy that's taking place, in America's major cities. I mean, I don't know about you, but this is quite scary. You know, you think of the forecast of this country, the trajectory of where we are right now. More importantly, the people themselves, individual people, the people who are conducting these smash and grabs, you know, this absolute thievery. I mean, it draws me back to what Benjamin Franklin said to that woman who asked, okay, you guys have been meeting. What kind of government do we have? He says, well, you know, a democratic republic, if you can keep it. And others said that our Constitution was designed for a people of morality. And we're losing our sense of morality. And as we do that, I just feel like this government, you know, this constitutional republic that we're so privileged to be blessed with is slipping through our fingers, Dr. Jim Payne. And you write in your book, The Big Government We Love to Hate. But, you know, we need to have a pause, a kind of a Salem moment here to analyze, you know, are we contributing to this malaise, or are we, you know, fighting to be, you know, the difference that could be while we still have time?
Yes. Well, I think it goes back to the putting too much faith in government, expecting too much of government. Say 100 years ago, what was happening is government was there, but it was a far-off thing. You knew it was there, but you were doing things with your neighbors. You were forming Rotary Clubs, mm-hmm. Lions Clubs, Elks Clubs, Kiwanis Clubs. And they were setting up parks and taking care of boys' clubs and so forth. They were doing the thing. And the churches, they were very active.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right.
And so government was like a faraway feature of the country, but it wasn't something that you knew much about, cared much about. You went on with what you did with people around you. And now, I think the media, especially the way the internet thing is, the way cell phones have taken over people. You know, you see them walking down the street; they're not looking at the neighbor; they're looking at the cell phone.
Right.
And we are drifting away from our friends, and neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question. And the thing is, it's ironic because John Naismith, in his book Megatrends, 20 years ago, wrote about as technology would increase, there would be this this need for touch. He called it high tech, high touch, if you remember. And so we've got this advancement of technology, and yet we have a lot of loneliness. You know, to your point. You know, loneliness is an epidemic in our society, which is exacerbating suicide rates and all these deleterious outcomes that come with isolation.
Right, right. So there's got to be a whole movement here of just turning our eyes away from the screen and away from the government thing that dominates the screen. And getting back to our neighbors, but I'd say the start of that is to turn your screen off. And we all
right.
have trouble with that. I'm afraid I'm a guilty party here with the stupid stuff
yeah.
and so forth. So,
we have to be intentional, to your point. We have to be intentional to hold on to those sacred moments of time with family and our neighbors and things like that. I agree with you, and I think we're all assessing, hopefully, and I know that I have been assessing that as well. I mean, doing a radio show. You know, Jim, I spend 9 hours a day producing this radio show every day. I mean, think about that. You know, there's no 8-hour day, you know. It's 9 hours and sometimes even more than that, my wife would argue. And I'm trying to evaluate and be sensitive to that fact. I mean, you know, I want to, you know, honor and respect our audience to make sure they're getting the best of me that they can get. You know, and out of our guests as well, we appreciate and respect the time that you give, you know, to enlighten our audience and bring these points about, because the fact of the matter is that these are the very same things that people are talking about. And we need to point this out because, you know, you feel like, wow, we're stuck in this paradigm, in this silo. And government has gotten so big that it's gotten to the point, you know, disgustingly, that they've almost become godlike, Jim. You know, it's the big exchange, you know, our God for their God. And government is doing everything, and they're becoming very coercive, as evidenced with how they're handling COVID. You know, it's not about freedom. It's no longer about choice. It's about what they say. And if not, and if you're not going to play the game according to our rules, you're canceled. You're restricted. You can't go to restaurants. You can't travel. And this is all the beginning of a very dangerous pattern.
Right, right. So, yeah, we have to start gently, carefully, to encourage, you know, people to pay attention to their neighbors, to turn off the set, turn it off for 5 minutes, yeah, for goodness sake, and see what happens.
Yeah, take that 5 minutes and invest in your kids or your neighbors or, you know, something culturally. I think that, you know, when I was listening to the hearings of Brett Kavanaugh, for example, I thought he offered a great example and some consideration about service. You know, he was part of a family that promoted service. And I thought, wow, this is really. But of course, you know, the media didn't, you know, grab onto that. But I believe that community service things you're talking about are very time honored and essential to a healthy community, are they not?
Oh, yes, yes. Well, and they're going, trouble is they're collapsing at a very accelerating rate. I keep a directory of all volunteer and voluntary organizations in my community, and it's really heartbreaking to see. They're disappearing because what's happening is all these, like, Rotary Lions, Elks, it's the older people that are still there, but they are aging and dying. And the 30-year-olds aren't jumping in. And I don't know where we're going to be in another, like, 10 or 15 years. So, yeah, like, one thing I tell people, just a little project, is when you go out, in stores, whatever, make it a practice to look at just one person. Actually, look them. You know, you have to judge who's ready for this. Smile at them and say hello. Mm-hmm. Actually, you know, reach out to that extent.
Right.
That's a small beginning, but it'll alert you to the need to reach out and connect with neighbors.
Yeah, it's been interesting. Even as I ride my bike around the neighborhood for exercise, and I'll see people, and you know, occasionally I'm drawn to just ask, you know, hey, what's your story?
Yeah,
and they're kind of shocked. You know, they're taken back. Like, well, you know, it's not. And I'm not being nosy. I mean, I'm just purely interested. I keep seeing
Some people don't want it, but that's part of the technique, of to feel whether the person's ready for it, and if they are, yeah, reach out. Good.
Well, and you're surprised, and I'm surprised. Yeah,
on your
exactly.
show, explain that. Tell people how to do it, and encourage them to do it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so surprising and rewarding. I mean, we do a segment every week here based on, you know, the viral good news of things that are happening around the world and not even just the country. And the stories, the sweet stories that we're getting, Jim, of people just caring for people and how they reach out, you know. And one of the stories this week was a woman who went into a Dunkin' Donuts every, you know, most days and got to know a person there and then realized that they had a need for a home, and you know, she was basically near homeless, and through this one person and hearing the story, you know, she was able to offer a solution, and now here's this person has a home of her own, thank you very much, her job at Dunkin' Donuts, and this individual who had a heart to listen and understand that there was a need, and she, you know, did something about it.
Right.
Not single-handedly, because this is what happens in community. You'd be surprised. It's all of us coming together with the assets that we have that combined can, you know, move mountains, as they say, right?
Exactly. So multiply that by 10 million, you got a welfare program.
Yeah, but you've got a program,
no,
yes,
I mean,
not a government run, but a community run.
Yeah,
right. That's quite healthy and vibrant, without a doubt, and rewarding for the giver as well as the receiver. It's amazing how that works. Dr. Jim Payne, his book, The Big Government We Love to Hate.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603-D-787. Equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court announced it will hold oral arguments on January 7th to consider legal challenges to President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers and large companies. Biden's mandate says private companies with at least 100 employees must ensure that their workers are either fully vaccinated or tested weekly, and all healthcare workers at federally funded facilities must also get vaccinated. Fraudsters stole roughly $100 billion in pandemic relief funds from the CARES Act. The stolen funds represent 3% of the $3.4 trillion dispersed to the American public. Roy Dotson with the Secret Service on CNBC.
I've been in law enforcement for over 29 years and worked some complex fraud investigations for, 20-plus years, and I've never seen something at this scale.
To date, 900 investigations are taking place, more than 100 arrests have been made, and $2.3 billion have been returned. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Hey, don't forget, for more information on the show and these great interviews, you can download, have lots of fun with them, and, laugh along one more time with Lauren Elena. What a hoot, huh? Gosh, she is just way too precious. So much fun. I'm going to have to try. I got to admit, the mashed potato sandwich sounds interesting, but you gussy it up and you can have all kinds of fun. We're going to be talking with Joe Jackson, his new book, Championship Sunday. The former player and now evangelist and conference speaker shares an uncut version of his life story and reveals that true champions are never satisfied with titles won on a particular day, but it's the battles we win as a believer that matter the most as we walk out our own salvation with fear and trembling. Joe Jackson, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you, Bill. God bless you, brother. That sounds
well. Great. God bless you. What a story for you, an experience that you've gone through. And Championship Sunday lays it out very direct, very vulnerably, of really what it's all about. It kind of reminds me, in my early years of broadcasting, we used to play this song from Peggy Lee, Is That All There Is? And the writer of the song had gotten to that point in their life where they thought, after all the glory and everything and all the human victories, I'm empty. There's got to be more to this life than a trophy or a high income or the perfect wife, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Name, game, and fame is overrated today in our culture. And that's the, That's what happens. That's the trappings that a lot of people, especially athletes or entertainers, politicians even, you know, they fall into that trap. They think, well, this is it. I've made it. I have arrived. I can do it, do whatever I want, buy whatever I want. And you found out that there's still a shallowness, an emptiness, and it's a frustrating spot, especially if you don't know the Lord.
Exactly. When did you hit that crossroads, Joe?
Well, first of all, I became a Christian in 69, 70. Mm-hmm. And all my life, I've had struggles in life. I've had, you know, struggles in terms of my self-esteem, lack of it. You would think as an athlete, you wouldn't have any problems like that. But I think my struggles started early because I was so big. I was so different, man.
Yeah.
And I tried to fit in with the crowd. I wanted to be liked. I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be chosen. And it just seemed like I was always on the outside looking in. And, you know, when I gave my life to the Lord, I really discovered slowly that I've got value, that I'm important to God, not so much to man, but I've got intrinsic value. And I've got a skill set, and I've got some things to offer the world and to offer, you know, in terms of value and in terms of finding my place in this world. So it's been a process, Bill.
Yeah. Well, I can understand and appreciate it, Joe, because here it is. I mean, even as you enter into the NFL, you're dealing with self-esteem issues like anybody your age would have been, regardless of, you know, height, weight, whatever. And then you go into the NFL, and one of the first things they do is they got everybody all lined up, and they're checking you out. I mean, you're all but butt naked in front of them, and they want to see your stuff down to the raw essence of who you are, if you can be the one to be a champion on Sunday, right? So, I mean, if you've got self-esteem issues going into that, I mean, I think I would need therapy after that day.
Well, you know, that makes sense, but I've never really heard it quite like that. But you're absolutely right, man. They're checking you out. They're evaluating. You know, one thing about the NFL, man, when I played, it's a constant microscope. You can be cut. You can be dropped from the team at any moment. There were very few guaranteed contracts. You know, you had to, yes, quote, make the team. And if you didn't make the team, then you're gone. You know, there's no practice squad. There was, you know, there was nothing else. You could go to Canada, I suppose, but you were always scrutinized. You were always evaluated. The camera was always rolling. So that's a little different today in terms of guaranteed money, guaranteed contracts.
Right. Yeah, back then, exactly. Yeah, you're only as good as your last tackle or your last touchdown, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
That's a different world today.
Yeah, it is altogether. It's helped out, I think, to some degree, maybe offering some sense of security for these football players, you know, for what you do. I mean, you're in essence gladiators who go out there, you're banging your head, and then we realize, you know, the impact of concussions and, you know, what's we've heard the stories. I just had a dear friend of mine who played for SC, and 5 days from his marriage, he died of a brain bleed, which the doctors concluded was, a cumulative effect from all the headbanging, you know, during his college years. He didn't play in the NFL, but he banged his head long enough all through college that, they said that this would probably, you know, led to it. So these are just some of the things that go on. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bill, the game was taught differently back then. You know, we were taught to use our heads. We were taught to play with a head. As a matter of fact, I use a move called a head slap. So it was woven in as a defensive player. That's how you played. And
yes,
the equipment obviously was not as good. There was no psychologist or neurologist on the field, on the sidelines to give you a quick evaluation. You know, a trainer would come up and ask you, how many fingers do you see in front of you? If a teammate was sitting by you and you didn't know, he would you know, hit you on the knee two or three times and give you an answer. So
right.
It's a lot different today. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Well, I love the story that Roger Staubach told. I was in an audience and at one of his speaking engagements. Joe, you'd appreciate this. He said, you know, here's the great Roger Staubach. You know, I think he was being paid something like maybe 25 grand or something, you know, during those days. It was just a minor part. And his wife was is a nurse. And they noticed that when Troy Aikman had come to Dallas, that all of a sudden these, you know, protocols started coming into play, you know, just to make sure that, you know, brain injuries were, you know, really checked on and the whole deal. And his wife commented to him, said, wait a minute, Troy Aikman comes in, they do all these protocols. You kept getting your head banged in, all this stuff. You'd come home to me and, you know, there was no, you know, timeout for you. What's the difference? He goes, well, probably a couple $100 million difference.
Roger's done quite well though after football.
What a great man.
We both grew up in Cincinnati, and Roger was older than me, but he went to Purcell High School and I went to Withrow High School, 7 miles from my high school. We've done some ministry together with the FDA, and just a tremendous. I was always respectful for Roger and his road and his testimony, his commitment, and it just speaks volume of a guy who's got his priorities in line.
Mm. You say before your 18th birthday, you got in a lot of trouble. Your rite of passage, I guess, as you go into adulthood. What was going on?
Well, that's a good question. I grew up in a great home. I was a member of a great church. And I had love from my parents, my grandparents. They gave me all the, I guess, esteem that you could get from loving parents. But I really clamored for the, I guess, affection and, you know, from my peers, from my, you know, the guys that I grew up with. And that meant more to me than anything else. And it, I don't know, I just made the wrong choices, got with the wrong crowd, and I came very close to going to reform school.
So, saved by the bell, so to speak. And we're going to talk more about that as our conversation with Joe Jackson continues. We're talking about his new book, Championship Sunday. The former NFL player and evangelist and conference speaker continues with us. We're coming on just about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
I'm Dr. Andrea Russo, a cardiologist. Maybe you're waiting to talk to your doctor right now. But if you're having an irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, don't wait. This could be a serious condition like atrial fibrillation, which can make you about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you're having these symptoms, don't wait. Talk to a doctor by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is reminding shoppers of important tips to safeguard purchases this season. Research before you buy. Review the seller's profile along with the product reviews and ratings. Use secure transaction and payment methods, and don't provide gift card details to someone you don't know. Keep your personal information safe. Don't respond to messages or emails from people you don't know, especially if they ask you to provide verification codes or account information such as your email address, password, or other personal details. Meta's Vice President of Commerce Operations, Marnie Levine.
Last-minute shopping can be challenging, and it's important for shoppers to stay smart when making that list and checking it twice. Make sure to shop with confidence by doing research before buying, look at product ratings and reviews, and always use a secure and trusted method of payment.
For more tips and to complete the free security checkup, visit facebook.com/safety.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than $1 a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home.
Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
It's 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Joe Jackson continues with us. We're talking about his new book, Championship Sunday. The former NFL player, now evangelist and conference speaker, is sharing his uncut version of his life story. And, you know, you love this, Joe, when, you know, people can sit around and hear the whole truth and nothing but. And we all have a story, don't we? I mean, we all, as I tell people, I was and now I am. And the difference, that nexus between was and am, is Jesus Christ. It's the cross of Jesus. And this is what we celebrate and what we're all getting prepared for in this Advent season, getting ready to celebrate God's greatest gift to his creation, and that is his son for salvation to bring us back home where we belong.
Such a special time of the year, and I always look forward to this season, but at the same time, you know, for me as an evangelist, a lot of the opportunities for churches, you know, having guest speakers in during the Christmas holidays are a little slim. So it's kind of a slim picking for me right now in terms of opportunities to speak in churches because of all the Christmas programs. And I understand that. So,
yes,
it's something that you have to be aware of as well as an evangelist.
Well Joe, we got to go set up our tents. That's what we got to do. You know, that's what we got to do because, I mean, I get it. And I respect the churches that they've got, you know, their commitments and that sort of thing. But, you know, God gives us a now word. And when he gives us that now word, it's up to us to take it out. I mean, for me, I'm blessed. I have this forum here. And, you know, God downloads things into me and I give it to the audience and it's up for them how they want to take it. But I believe that also there is a need to go out into local communities in much the same way that Billy Graham did. I mean, he set up a tent and, you know, and people came because he had that now message. He had that revelatory word. In fact, I was telling you off the air, you know, what brought me back to radio after being away from the microphone for some 30 years is I really just said, God, look at it. This is what you want me to do. Then you're going to connect me with other people of faith who are in the throne room with you. And that you have given them a word of revelation, a now word for today that is so necessary, you know, because if we are going to, and I was just sharing this with a neighbor this morning, You know, because people talk about, well, we got to get this country back on track. And I go, okay, well, what does on track mean? You know, what are the coordinates to get us back on track? If we can agree on the coordinates and what getting on the track really looks like, Lord have mercy, the gates of hell cannot prevail against us, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because we got a lot of opinions out there and a lot of ideas, but I don't want that. I want God's idea. I want God's wisdom to do what we need to do to get us like a focused beam on target for today. I mean, we know where we're all heading. You know, we're all heading to eternal life and we'll be welcomed into the kingdom. We get that. But right now we're breathing on this plane and we've got a job to co-labor with him over. And that's what my prayer is right now, Joe, is where's God's will in all this insanity and this lawlessness and this, you know, all this political discourse and meanness that's happening in our country today? Where is it that we're to take a stand and keep standing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We are so, I call it racial political polarization. It's just divides us as it has in the past, and it just seems like it's something that won't go away. And, yeah, you know, like you said, Bill, we've got the answer, but
exactly,
a lot of times people don't want to hear that. You know, they want to hear a political answer. You know, they want to hear a social answer. They want to hear a material answer. And the answer is always, as it's always been, and it's simplistic. It's faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. It's coming together as a family of God. And I've seen it happen before on a smaller level, but it can happen. People can change. You know, laws change how people are governed. And that sometimes takes a long time, but Christ can change the hurt and the heart of a person. And it's simplistic. And that's the message that has got to galvanize the Christian, and not this division that just seems to build a wall. I mean, I have close friends that people don't even speak to me. You know, it's just terrible. It's crazy. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime, as I've seen the last 5, 10, 15 years.
Well, as you say, there's nothing new under the sun. I mean, this is a plan that the devil has used this time and again and with other nations and cultures throughout the history of man. So
absolutely,
it's not like we're so smart that we're immune from it. We're actually experiencing it. But this is where experience defines preference, as I often say, and I say to my kids.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got to be able to hit the pause button.
Yes.
And say, okay, where are we compared to where we want to be? What's the grief to happiness ratio here? And what do we have to do? And as you said, is that by your own experience and your own testimony, and I would say millions of other, just like the blind man who was blind and found himself, suddenly he could see, he didn't understand it. He just said, all I know was I was and now I am. And there are many of us, millions of us, who have had the same experience. And I'm saying, look, that's what you take out into the market. You know, in terms of we're all evangelists. We're all practical evangelists. We've lived and experienced Christ in our lives, and we've experienced life without Christ. And the difference is that grief to happiness ratio. So where do you want to be, and what do you have to say about that experience, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. As simplistic as that. You know, especially, I love that story about that blind man. And, you know, he says, you know, I don't know who he was. I don't know what neighborhood he's from. I don't know what high school he went to. I know one thing. I couldn't see, but now I can see your face. I can see your face, and I can see your face. That'll preach every day. And that's the simplistic truth about the power, miraculous, life-changing power of the Lord Jesus Christ. It changed my life.
Amen.
And that's the message that you talk about, Billy Graham. I mean, that was his message. It was simplistic, and it was strong, and it was real, and it was powerful, brother. I guarantee you that.
Absolutely. Well, I had the privilege to work on a crusade in Los Angeles in the mid-80s, which was life-changing for me. And to say the least, it was such an honor. In fact, they wanted me to go on with them. The whole Billy Graham Evangelistic Association and the team, as they say, was an interesting dynamic. Anyway, I learned a lot, witnessed firsthand the humility of Billy Graham. And as you say, his message was consistent. It was an evangelistic message. And I was quite curious to hear, before he passed, he was talking with a reporter, and the reporter asked him about these being, if he thought these were, you know, the last days. And Billy Graham, without hesitation, said, in fact, that he believed that these were the last of the last days. And so for Billy Graham to make that comment, I thought was quite interesting and profound. And this is the age in which we live in right now, and why evangelism is so important, and why renewal and revival is so critical, because we are, I believe, on a verge of another revival, because we know that before it comes to its final conclusion, there will be the revival of revivals. And so for people of faith, are you prepared? Are you prepared? Because what's going to happen is, in the midst of the revival, there is going to be persecution. I mean, right now there's persecution of people of faith, just as you and I have talked about. There's people who don't want to talk to us, you know, family members and that. Well, no big surprise. You know, God said that this was going to happen. But we got to keep our eye on the ball. And the eye on the ball is, there are going to be those that need to hear your testimony. They need to hear your I was, I am experience of life, so that they can, you know, come into the family of God, because that's what God wants to happen, right?
Absolutely. I am. I was, I am. I like that. Yeah. By the grace of God, Bill, by the grace of God, I would be in three places right now. I'd be walking the streets of Cincinnati trying to figure out what life is all about. I'd be at the Ohio State Penitentiary, or I'd be dead before my time in the old Negro Cemetery back in Cincinnati. Mm. The Bible says, don't be a fool. Why should you die before your time? And there are so many people that I grew up with and were great friends. There's so much potential. You know, potential is overrated, and potential has got to be tapped. You know, it's like tools. What good are tools if they're still in the toolbox? And the message that changed my life in 1969 was the Campus Crusade message that Bill Bright wrote.
Mm. Bill Bright, exactly.
Yeah. That God loves you. God's got a great plan for your life. But because of sin, there's a chasm. I didn't even know what the word chasm meant. But I did have a praying grandmother. The Bible says that the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous grandmother, a righteous person, has much power. And she prayed for me, even though she saw no signs of redemption, no signs of change. She persevered, just kept on praying. And that's the message that changed me. And that's why I'm an evangelist. I'm the least likeliest person to be an evangelist. But God changed my life. And here I am on this stage preaching the word, sowing the word, and hopefully reaping a harvest as well.
Well, Joe Jackson, God bless you, my brother. Merry Christmas. May this Advent season be a transformative season for you to realize the best version of yourself with you and your ministry. And I wish you the best, and I look forward. You got to come back on. You just can't be one and done here, Joe Jackson. Okay? We got to have you back to talk some more. I really enjoyed our time together. All right?
God bless you, Bill. God bless you, brother.
God bless you. God bless.
See you later.
Joe Jackson right here on the show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety?